This is Daniel.
Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Albert?
Correct.
Great, Albert. My name is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. You?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking. So the reason I jumped on the line is to go over pricing and program details. Before I get straight into that, though, I wanted to ask you if you had any questions for me aside from pricing that I can answer.
Not really. So tell me your packages and we'll go from there.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. So what I'm going to do, this is a cell phone, right, we're speaking on?
Yes,
okay. Okay, awesome. So I'm going to shoot you a text message right now. It should say Local Splash. Click on the link to see our pricing. Just let me know if you receive that.
I did.
Awesome. All right. So when you click on that link, it's going to take you to a screen that says take control of your online presence. Are you looking at that now?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
I'm driving now, so I start to.
Oh, you're driving. Got it. Okay, I'll just explain it to you then. Okay. So basically, that link that I sent you, it's gonna have our packages on it. So I'll explain the discounts with you on the phone. The $2.99 setup fee that you see on each package, that's going to be waived completely. So that's waived 100%. Your monthly will be reduced by 50%, and that rate would never go up on you, bringing our pro package down to $199 a month. Our platinum package, which is the package I'm going to recommend for you, that will be at $299 a month. And our Platinum Premier package would be at $549 a month.
Okay.
Now, what each of those packages are going to include is you're going to see Google Business Profile and Bing Local. Now, you already have a Google profile, which is great. We're also going to submit you to Bing. And what's very important is you're going to see on there SEO content creation. So what that means, Albert, is we're going to target you for 20 keyword phrases on the first page of Google and Bing. So to give you a few examples of what a keyword phrase like is or means, it would be like drywall contractor near me, drywall repair, texturing, etc. You get 20 phrases total. So anytime these are typed in, your company is going to show up as a top recommended option where they can click to call you or click to view your website from that first page. Does that make sense so far?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Now, you would also see on there, it'll say Facebook Meta Advertising. Have you ever seen or used Facebook ads before? Do you know how those work?
No. To be honest, okay. But when I need, sometimes when I need something for my personal, a cabinet guy or tile guy, I always go Google. I never go Facebook.
Right. No, it's just extra, basically. So the majority of the new calls are going to come from Google. I mean, universal term everywhere is Google it, you know? So that's like the main place where it's going to drive you new clients. But the good thing about having the Facebook ads is it retargets you. So just to give you an example, let's say somebody goes online and they type in drywall repair near me, anywhere online. When they go to Facebook, what will happen is you're going to have an ad show up on their feed as long as they're in your targeted area. And we put an easy click now to call action where they can just literally call you directly. So it's just added exposure. Does that clarify?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Now you're also going to see on there popular directory submissions. You've submitted yourself to quite a few, which is good. We're going to expand on that, though, by submitting you to Apple, Yahoo, of course, Google, Bing, and Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. We do make you the owner of all those directories. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you on those directories. Okay. Now, currently, you don't have a website, right, for the business? Is that correct?
No.
Okay, I didn't see one. Correct. All right. So we're going to include for you, too, a custom Google-compliant website. Our websites are, they're multi-page sites. The main thing is your phone number's on there so they could call you. But we're going to be using your photos, any videos you have, your description. Like, we'll make it look exactly how you want it to look, and we give you full access to your website. All right. The biggest thing, too, is you could put your gallery on there. So instead of, like, showing clients, you know, pictures of your work from your phone, you could just take them to your website and be able to show them all the beautiful work you've done, you know? Does that make sense?
Yep.
Awesome, awesome. All right. Then you're also going to see on there, so it'll say colon conversion tracking, account dashboard, advanced reporting. That's all kind of rolled into the same thing. So we give you a tracking and reporting system with this program. We call it a client dashboard. You can log into it any time of the day or night, and you're able to always add like new photos, videos, or promotions you may be running. And those will automatically load to Google, Bing, Facebook, and your website, all from one spot. So you do want to utilize that. And it'll show you all your results. You know, so how many searches are being made, you know, more importantly, how many calls you're getting, the amount of clicks, views that are going to your website, so you can see exactly how this is working. Okay. Now, tell me, since everything's month-to-month here, Albert, no contracts, and all those services provided to give AAA Drywall a much stronger online presence, I'm sure you'd love to give this a shot, right?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So first thing I always like to do, I'm going to have everything I just went over sent off to you in writing. What is the best email address for you, Albert?
Alberto.
Alberto. Got it.
3134
@gmail.com. All right, so I got alberto3134@gmail. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, perfect. So first email coming to you now is going to be titled Google and Facebook Marketing. This will have the full outline to the program. And after I activate your account too, you will receive from Local Splash Support your welcome email, which will have your login credentials for your dashboard, and we'll send you your initial invoice too. Okay. Now, just for account purposes, Alberto, what is your last name?
Hoya, J-O-Y-A.
J-O-Y-A, Hoya. Got it. And phone number, so 480-603-7302, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yes, that's my,
awesome.
That's my
perfect. Sounds like the best one to me. So what I'm going to do too, I'm going to send you a text to your cell phone with my direct line and extension. When you get a chance, you're going to want to save that in your phone because I'll be your account lead on this. So if you ever have questions or anything at all, you could contact me. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
And you said your name is Dan, right?
Daniel Nelson, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, Daniel. My last month of promotion, you said the premium would be $299 a month, right?
$299 monthly, that's month-to-month, no contracts, and it's a set flat rate. Yes, sir.
How much would be $299, right?
$299, yes, sir, correct.
$300 no tax, no fees, extra fees.
No extra fees. Everything's included. So it'll be $299 exactly coming out. Yes, sir.
Okay. So what do you need, what I need to do to start? I like to try it. How we can?
Yeah, you're gonna absolutely love this. So I'm already setting up your account right now for you. So first off, let me verify, what is the best address for you?
Okay, my office address is 4342 North 49th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona.
49th Avenue. Got it. So let me just verify it. I'm sorry. Can you give me those numbers again?
4322.
Okay. Got it. 4322 North 49th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85031. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. How far are you willing to travel for new clients from Phoenix?
I'm family wise, so last month I did an RV garage in Texas.
Wow.
So I don't have any issues to
go
everywhere. You know, I have a free charge, but all value wise, I go to Tucson, Phoenix, Chandler, anywhere. So we don't have any issue. Right now, we have a contract for Blacktop for 2 years.
Okay.
So we go everywhere.
Okay. So I'm going to put you in for our max on this package then. It'll be a 50-mile radius from Phoenix, okay?
Put more?
Okay. How I could stretch you to 100 miles without upgrading the package. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you in for a 100-mile radius. It just has to be at request, you know? All right. Let's see here. Okay, so next step, I'm going to secure billing information. I'm going to read a voice verification to you, which just outlines our service agreement, that everything's month-to-month here, no contracts. And then very important, Alberto, I'm going to schedule your client interview with one of our technicians. This is where they're going to go over your keywords, the color scheme of your website, exactly how you want that to look. Also, what type of services you want your ads running for, basically. Okay. Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it Alberto Hoya on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
No, it's Jorge A. De Alberto Hoya.
Okay. Jorge. So J-O-R-G-E. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then A, right, for Alberto?
Yeah.
And then Hoya, right? J-O-Y-A?
Bird.
Okay. Right. Awesome. All right. And you prefer to go by Alberto, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I'll put that in the notes, but for billing purposes, I got to change it to Jorge on your account. Okay. And then the billing address, is it the same 4322 North 49th Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. And the card you're going to be using, Alberto, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
No, Visa.
All right. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
I'm driving.
Okay. So what I'll do, I'm going to start putting in your notes and stuff, okay? And we'll read the voice verification to you. Just let me know when you're able to, like, pull off to the side. When you have the card info ready, I'll jump back over to billing to finish it. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. All right. So let me get your notes over for your technician. So they want to know your preferred method of contact. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
Text message.
Text message preferred. Perfect. All right. Service radius, I got you in for 100 miles. Okay, services. So you're doing everything related with drywall, right? Drywall repair, drywall installation, texturing. Is there any other services we should know about?
We remove popcorn.
Okay, popcorn ceiling. Got it.
Remove popcorn, yeah.
Cool.
We do a metal framing stuff.
Metal framing, okay.
and we do painting too.
Painting too. Okay, perfect. So what I'll do on your website, I'll have them painting. Add separate pages for those, okay?
Yeah, painting, and we do stucco work.
Stucco work too. Okay, got it. Stucco, perfect. All right, so drywall, repair, install, texturing, stucco, popcorn ceiling removal, metal framing, and painting. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Correct. And you have photos,
I'm ready,
right?
I'm ready for the car.
Oh, let me jump back over there, and then I'll finish the notes in a second. All right, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, the car number is a Visa. Car number is a 4311.
Mm-hmm.
9632.
Okay.
7700.
Okay. Alberto?
Yes?
Oh, what's the last four on the card you cut off?
6495.
495. Expiration date?
0327.
And the CVC code?
726.
Okay. So I'm going to repeat it back to you since you're pulled over just to make sure I have it correct, okay? And then I'll code it out. So I have 4311 9632 7700 6495. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Expiration 327. And then security code is 726. All right. So I'm coding out the card right now. Oh, say that again?
Okay, the expiration date is 0327.
0327, got it. And then the CVC code, 726, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so now you're good. I already have it entered in. So what I'm doing is I'm coding out the card, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions already asked you, okay? All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
AAA Drywall LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jorge Alberto Hoya.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is October 22nd. 2024, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now stop sounding like a robot. All right. So next thing I'm going to do, I'm going to get your client interview scheduled. And let me ask, are you still pulled over right now or are you driving again?
No, I'm driving again.
You're driving again. Okay, I'll explain the emails to you in a second then. Let me get your client interview scheduled first. All right, so for the client interview, we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so, just so you can plan accordingly. They only have one more slot available for today. That's going to be at 3 p.m. Does that time work for you?
No, you guys are in Phoenix area, right?
You no, we're more, right? We're in Fountain Valley, California, which is the same time zone as you.
Okay. So basically, when I am in my office, mm-hmm. when I have time to speak, I'm not today. Mondays and Fridays are my busy days. But
okay.
After 5 p.m. anytime and between the week, we can. I have time.
So our hours are 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. So our available slots for tomorrow, for example, the earliest one is at 7 a.m. The latest is at 3 p.m. And then we have every slot in between except for the 12 o'clock.
Let's do it tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, perfect. Okay, and I promise we'll make it as quick as possible for you, okay? But it is a very important phone call, just so we can make sure we're setting up everything correctly. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So what I'm doing, okay, I'm sending you a calendar invite, an email calendar invite. It will be titled Local Splash CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. Okay? 1 hour before the appointment tomorrow. So at 7 a.m., you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming.
Yeah.
And then at 8 o'clock, they're going to call you from our 877 number. That's the same number I texted you. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So that's set. All right, let me finish these notes, Q, for the tech side. You said you do have photos. Do you currently have a logo for the business?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I would like to put my logo on the same logo I have on my business cards. That's why I like to use.
Okay, awesome. All right, so you have a logo. What's going to happen, and I'll explain this to you in a second, but you're going to want to log into your dashboard to upload those photos for us and also your logo. If you don't have a picture of the actual logo, just send the business card in, and I'll have them make it, like, digitized for you, basically, you know. But we're going to need those, obviously, for the website and everything. Now,
another thing I want to ask you before you continue.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop by in, like, in 10 minutes. I have a meeting in 10 minutes with one of my clients.
Okay.
I'm going to do this very quick. I used to have a website. So all my vehicles and my business vehicles and my t-shirts, they have like AAA Drivo LLC point net. Is it possible to use the same website? I have to use another one.
You can use the same website, but I don't see your website as active right now. So what's the domain for the website?
It's a AAA Drivo LLC.
Drivo LLC.
Net.
Okay. LLC.net. Okay. Give me a second here. Okay. So it's not active, but let me check real quick. Okay. It is for sale. So just to verify, so it's AAA Drywall LLC.net. That's what you have on the t-shirts and everything, right? Okay. So what I'll do in the client interview, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have them check that domain. In fact, just so we don't lose it, I'm going to message one of our web developers right now, and I'm going to have him try to secure it for you, okay? That way it's ready. So Do me a favor real quick, because I want to make sure he doesn't get the wrong one. Give me a second. I'm going to shoot you a text with the domain I have, okay?
I'm checking my business cards. My old domain has AAADrivalLLC.com.
.com? Okay, .com. Okay, let me check that one then. Give me a second. And here, I'm going to shoot you. I know you're driving, so as soon as you can just take a look, just check the text to make sure I have it right, okay? And then let me check the .com one for you right now. A second here. Okay, so that website domain is owned currently. It doesn't show me the owner's name. It was created on for April 15th of this year. Does that sound like, do you own that domain?
I'm not sure. Because I used that one as an old one. I used to Google Yellow Pages.
Okay.
The one they gave me that one a few years.
Okay, let me check the expiration on it. So it expires May 8th, 2025. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hold off on the domain until tomorrow. We're going to make sure, first we got to make sure you own it, right? If you own it, we can do that, use that same domain. We just walked you through adding us on as manager to it. But if you don't own it, we're going to have to get you a new domain, unfortunately, you know, because I don't know who owns it right now, you know.
If not, if it's .net.com doesn't work, we can use the .net, right?
.net? Okay. Okay, so I'll put that in the notes for them. Because it sounds like you don't own the domain, right? Like you don't have like a login or anything for your domain? Okay, so probably your best bet, I know it'll be a little off, but next time you reprint the business cards and the t-shirts and stuff, right, just change it to .net, because I know they can definitely purchase that one for you. So it'll be the same domain I texted you, but just with the .net on the end, okay?
Correct.
Okay, awesome. All right, okay, so thank you for telling me that. I know you're pulling up to a client's house, so I'm going to get all these notes to your tech. Let me explain, though, the emails you're getting. And when you're in front of them, feel free to contact me, too, and I can walk you through it, okay? But you're going to have a local splash initial invoice, okay? In the initial invoice, it'll have a blue hyperlink for you to click. When you click that, it's going to show you everything you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you, okay? It's going to ask you to type your name in and hit confirm that you received it on that invoice. So when you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. Your username and password is going to be in your welcome to local splash email, okay? And then the third email is going to be titled action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, that is to get you priority placement on Google. So it's going to ask for pictures like, you know, business insurance, business card, like anything you have on there, you want to submit it. Anything you don't, just skip it. Okay. And again, that's just to get you priority placement on Google. Now, I had a quick question about your Google page. Do you own your Google page you have online right now or no?
No.
Okay. So what we're going to do is a claim process for that. So we're a Google Premier partner, so we're going to gain you ownership of your Google page, and we're going to add ourselves on as manager. That way we can optimize it for you, okay? Do you know who created the Google page for you? Go ahead.
Yeah, but I tried to call a few months ago, but
okay.
They disconnect the phone. They don't have...
Oh,
another
my
thing, I'm checking my... I only get one email for you, two emails for you. One for the says the agreement, and then
okay.
The second one says the second one is the time we speaking tomorrow with the.
Okay, so do me a favor, check your promotional mail or spam mail to see if the local Splash support emails fell into there.
Yeah, no.
It's not in there? Okay, give me a quick second here. Okay. I know I have the right email because you received the other one. So, alberto3134 at gmail. Resend it? Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to try to send it right now. See if you get it. Let's see. Local splash. Okay, I'm going to send the initial invoice first. Okay, it says in processing. Give me a second. And these emails should be from local splash support. These next ones coming through. We sent it via text too, but I want to make sure you get the email. It says it just sent, so tell me if you got it.
I got it.
You got it? Okay. I got it. So that's the first one, so let me send you the other two as well. So hold on, get you the welcome to local splash email. And then also the action needed email. Action needed. There it is. Okay, so those should be coming through. Do you have time right now to pull up the initial invoice?
Yeah, I open up.
Okay, so when you open it up, the fifth line down, there's going to be a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Go ahead and click that blue hyperlink.
You're here for what?
Okay, so in the initial invoice email, the fifth line down, you'll see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here.
Be here if you want you for your business?
Yeah, it'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That's in the, you're in the wrong email, I think. Say again what it says.
I got an email. So the one that says, be here to subscribe them.
To accept subscription terms. Yeah. Yeah. So go ahead and click where it says click here.
Yeah, I'm just here with my client.
Okay. Yeah. Just do this then. When you're in front of it, right? So after you're done with that job and you have some time today, just give me a call and I'll walk you through it.
Sure. I will call you before 4 p.m.
Okay. I'm going to get all your notes over to your tech right now, okay? I will take great care of you. And then, yeah, once you have time, I'll walk you through those emails, okay? I sent you my direct line and extension, too. It'll say Daniel Nelson with Local Splash, okay?
Okay. Got it.
All right. Awesome. All right, talk to you soon, okay? Have a great rest of your day. Congratulations again.
Goodbye.
All right, bye.